You're listening to SBS News.
State premiers are questioning the federal government's travel bubble with New Zealand after a series of unexpected arrivals. The government has hit back, telling the states and territories it's up to them to police their own domestic borders. Premier Daniel Andrews is refusing to close his state's border, but he says the unannounced arrival of New Zealanders is unacceptable.
I'm not having my officials or our hard-working team blamed for things that happen at the Australian border or the Sydney airport. I think that's just unfair.
65 New Zealanders came to Victoria without the state knowing, but they don't have to self-quarantine. The Victorian government said more New Zealanders were due to arrive today. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the state and territory premiers have jurisdictional responsibilities for their own borders.
The states have had access to the airline's manifest, their passenger manifest, since October 16. This has been discussed ad nauseum at National Cabinet. So to say that they had no idea, I think, is a step too far. They're coming back to meet loved ones, to meet family members. Heaven forbid, some of them might even be coming to contribute to the Western Australia economy by working. They're healthy people.
The Australian Border Force boss, Michael Outram, agrees.
It's clear that once somebody comes into New South Wales and they're exempt by New South Wales Health from quarantine requirements because they are low risk, that they are then free to move around and they're subject to the same state laws and restrictions in terms of domestic travel as anybody else who's resident in Australia.
Five Kiwis also went to South Australia and were placed into Adelaide's hotel quarantine program. Premier Stephen Marshall says the passengers identified themselves and the state is dealing with the matter.
And so they were basically met with the normal arrangements at the Adelaide airport. Our systems have worked and they're now in hotel quarantine.
Meantime, New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is defending the arrangement, stating the travel process is complex.
So it is a little confusing, but I'll just say that from our point of view, New South Wales, I want to emphasise New South Wales Health and Border Force have done everything that we were asked to do.
But Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan insists his state isn't taking part in the agreement with New Zealand.
Western Australia did not sign up to and did not agree with the one-way travel bubble put in place by the federal government. The arrival of New Zealand travellers in Australia is managed by the Australian Border Force and the Department of Home Affairs. What we now understand is that the federal government will not take any responsibility for these travellers once they've landed on Australian soil.
23 people are now in quarantine in Western Australia. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says the New Zealanders who headed south to his state have to pay for hotel quarantine.
But to be clear to New Zealanders that are travelling at the moment, if you travel to Tasmania via another jurisdiction, you will be required to enter 14 days of mandatory quarantine as it stands at the moment. But we'll have more to say on Friday in terms of that.
It's expected the issue will be discussed at National Cabinet on Friday. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.